Will the world begin to open for travelers again now that countries are beginning to deliver the COVID-19 vaccine? From America's most popular travel radio show, this is your RM World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. The answer is yes, but not as soon as most of us would probably like. It's clear that it's going to take months, if not all the next year, for a significant number of the vaccines to be manufactured and administered. I think there will be something equivalent to a passport travelers will carry to prove they've received that vaccine. Even countries like Thailand that are heavily dependent on tourism seem reluctant to open borders. With a population of 73 million and fewer than 70 COVID-related deaths, you can understand the country's reluctance to open too soon. But what if someone who has received the vaccine can travel with documentation proving that? The International Air Transport Association is already working on just such a digital health passport that would be accepted by airlines and border officials. That's not unique. I recall as a boy flying to different countries with my father, who was in the Army, I had to carry proof of various vaccinations. I think we'll be back to that soon, though our proof will undoubtedly be digital. More travel info at rmworldtravel.com.